Podcast 35, Jesus Calls His First Disciples. The Gospel passage for this podcast is Mark chapter 1, verses 14 to 20. Disciples who followed a rabbi and learned from him were a relatively common occurrence in Jesus' day. One Hebrew scholar has estimated that at the time when Jesus was engaged in his ministry in Galilee, there were over 100 itinerant rabbis circulating in the Galilee area. John the Baptist has disciples, some of whom became disciples of Jesus. The Gospels also mention disciples of the Pharisees in Mark 2:18, and the Jews who named themselves as disciples of Moses in John 9:28. The great rabbi Gamaliel, who Paul studied under, taught that students of Torah should provide yourself with a teacher and remove yourself from doubt. So, in John's Gospel and in Mark's Gospel, one of the first events early on in the Gospels is Jesus calling disciples. In John's Gospel, initially, some of the disciples approach Jesus to ask to join him. But in this passage in Mark's Gospel, Jesus calls the first four disciples. They don't go to him. He goes to them. Now, the normal pattern of the time was that disciples who wanted to study with a rabbi took the initiative and approached the rabbi, and then were either accepted or rejected by that rabbi. That disciple then followed their rabbi, seeking to learn from them, but more than that, seeking to become like their rabbi in every way. This was exemplified in the phrase from the time, to be covered in the dust of your rabbi. In other words, to be walking so closely behind your rabbi on the mainly dirt roads that the dust kicked up by your rabbi's sandals stuck to your clothing. So this account in Mark is unusual in that Jesus, the rabbi, calls the disciples to follow him rather than the disciples going to Jesus and asking to be part of his group. Now, these first disciples were part of a close-knit network with different relationship elements. For example, some were family members, such as brothers Andrew and Simon Peter, and John and James. These four were also business partners in the fishing industry. And the geographical location of Jesus' first call is also an important factor, as most of the 12 disciples were from the region around Capernaum and Bethsaida. Jesus mainly recruited from the area he was based in at the northern end of Lake Galilee. These first disciples were probably the ones who went with Jesus to the wedding at Cana in Galilee, where Jesus changed water into wine, and they believed in him. So if this pattern of rabbi and disciple was a common one for the time, did Jesus have any of the characteristics of a Jewish rabbi of the time? And the answer is yes, he did. He taught in the synagogues and on Shabbat, the Sabbath. He had a band of disciples who followed him around. He was given the respect due to a teacher of the Torah, the law. And in several places in the Gospel, including John 1:49, he is called Rabbi by people who have only just met him. However, there are also some clear differences between Jesus and other rabbis on a number of counts. Firstly, Jesus approaches the prospective disciples and calls them, not as well as doing it the other way around. Secondly, the people called to be his disciples are not just religious Jews. They are a highly diverse group. There is Matthew, the tax collector, someone who would have been universally despised by other Jews and who has been a collaborator with the Roman occupying power. At a complete opposite, there is Simon the Zealot, who was associated with a group that thought the only path to Jewish freedom was violent revolt, overthrowing the Roman government. Pretty awkward for those two people to be in the same group together. And then there were the rough, tough fishermen, James, John, Andrew, Simon Peter. Judas Iscariot is a bit of an outsider. It's thought that he came from Kerioth, Judas Iscariot, a town in southern Judea near the Dead Sea. So Judas is not a Galilean, and some scholars think he has some more intellectual background and previous study of Torah. And the third goal of a disciple was to become like his rabbi, and in time, to become a rabbi themselves. Being a disciple of a rabbi for a religious Jew was a stepping stone to becoming a rabbi and gaining a reputation as a teacher and wise religious leader, and then gathering their own band of disciples. However, Jesus' disciples were to remain disciples of Jesus and follow him only. They didn't have aspirations to become rabbi themselves. And Jesus certainly did not choose good religious Jews to be his disciples. As well, he had, shock horror, women as part of his traveling band of disciples. This was extremely unusual. Their exact status from the gospel record is unclear, but they have in common with the men that they have given up their old lives to follow him, and they use their material resources to help support the band of disciples. The incident of Mary and Martha at Bethany and Jesus' commendation of Mary for listening and studying at his feet implies that these women were treated as disciples who actively participated in learning from Jesus, rather than being some kind of camp follower who cooked meals and washed the dishes. Mark's Gospel gives us this brief account of the call of the first disciples and how they came to follow Jesus. As well, both Mark and John, through their Gospels, spell out a clear set of criteria or marks of belief that characterize the disciple or follower of Jesus. The first characteristic is abiding in Jesus. True disciples remain in Jesus. They abide in Jesus. As Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches." The disciple's relationship with Jesus permeates and saturates every aspect of their life. The second characteristic is love for each other as Jesus loved them. Jesus introduces this idea to the disciples in John 13:34 as a new commandment. Love of other disciples is evidence that a person is a believer who is seeking to follow Jesus. And the third characteristic, the life of a disciple is a life that bears good fruit. And this is fruit of new life and mission, including the fruit of the Spirit listed in Paul's writing in Galatians 5:22. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So being called to be a disciple of Jesus is a high calling, then and now. And this calling applies to every Christian. This is not just something exclusive that only applies to people who are called to the ordained ministry or called to be missionaries like Gabriel and Biz in our church. Every Christian, in some way or another, is responding to Jesus' call to follow him. We all need to be covered in the dust of our rabbi. Only by the grace of God and the help of the Holy Spirit can we all meet that call and day by day live our lives in this world as disciples of Jesus.